The very first judgment of the European Court of Human Rights, which found a violation of the Convention in a migrant case, was brought up by someone called Mr. Berahab. He was from North Africa and he lived in the Netherlands. He was married to a Dutch woman and they had a small daughter. The problem arose when the parents divorced. And because he could not be there on the basis of his marriage any longer, the Netherlands decided to order him to go back to his country of origin, which obviously meant that if he was going to do it, which he did, he would be separated from his young child. And this was a child that he used to see 4 times a week. So an application was brought to Strasbourg to say that this was a violation of the right to respect for family life. And actually, for the first time, the court accepted that. So this is a very, very important judgment. It's interesting that in this case, it was the separation from his wife which triggered the case. Very often, what happens is that migrants are not expelled because of separation from their spouse, but rather because of having been convicted of a crime. So it's at the end of their sentence that they are ordered to be expelled. And in the early 1990s, one began to form the impression that the European Court would be very sympathetic to the plight of these second generation migrants, very often, who possibly had lived all their life, or most of their life at least, in the host country, and who suddenly would be ordered to be removed. The court, on a number of occasions, said the convention was violated in case of expulsion. So it sounded very promising for the rights of migrants. The only problem being that from the mid-1990s, this trend stopped. And so by that stage, when a case of that kind would come before the court, one would find it very difficult to predict the outcome because it depended on the facts. The court said that it would need to balance the various interests at stake. So the interest of the state to expel with the interest of the migrant to remain with very often his, sometimes her family. And so it became a balancing exercise, and a balancing exercise when the criteria were not very clear, so very difficult to say if a crime is more serious than a separation from a young child or from a spouse. And it was actually so difficult that one judge, who was very much a pro-migrant rights judge, said that the case law was going to become a lottery, that it would be impossible to achieve consistency in the decisions. And so this case law, to me, is really interesting because it shows that within the court itself, we have different judges with different tendencies. So it really depends on their outlook, I would say, on their political and social outlook, whether there is going to be a violation or a non-violation of the convention. And so to me, it really shows that there is a mainstream, because I would still say that, in fact, when you look at the enormous number of applications which have been brought, statistically, the most common outcome is that the court finds that there is no violation, so that the state can expel. But nonetheless, every so often, we nonetheless have a judgment where the court decides that expulsion means failure to respect the human right to respect for family life. And so we have the two tendencies kind of grappling with each other, which is a feature which we're also going to see in other types of case law.